Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Yud Gimel. We are up to Siv Ches, the last line on page Kuf Yutes. We're about to turn on to page 238. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Safsol Shenishmat Echa Miraglov. You have a bench, and one of the legs of the bench fell out. Osur Lahachziro Lumakomo. You are not allowed to put the leg back into the bench. Ulhaniach also tzad hashamut al safsal acher. What about leaning the bench that's missing the leg on another bench so it can stand in that way? So yesh misha machmir leesor. There is a shita that is machmir to say that is aser v'ayin leel simin shen ches. It should sound familiar. We did have this halacha previously, and we'll review it right now. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan un aleph lachziro lemakomo is aser. Even if you want to return the leg to the bench in a loose kind of way, it's still aser. Because we're worried you might wedge in a peg in order to strengthen it. So even though you're planning on doing it loose, it's still going to be aser. To leave this bench resting on another bench and to use it in that way, some aser. Va'afilu b'tiltel aser l'dehu. According to those who say you can't lean it on the other bench, it's also going to be muktzah. You would not be allowed to move this bench at all that's missing the leg. It's all for the same reason. We're worried you might put it back in the original leg and you'll wedge it in. So the Ramah came out in Shin Ches, also Luchumra, V'ayin Shem V'Shaburo B'Aloha Kol Prate Din Zeh. Note number 32, very important point over here. This that we're going to say, it's mukta for the reason of that you might put the leg back in very tight. This is dafka kishen nishmat haregel. This is dafka, the leg fell out, so it's shot to put it back in. Aval in nishmur, but if the leg broke, or the leg fell out and it's not here anymore, so we don't have it. In both these cases, there's no concern you're going to wedge it back in because it's not available. So there, we learned earlier in Shin Ches, then the bench would not be muktzah. If you don't have the leg, or the leg is broken, so there's no concern of Shem Yitka, and then the bench would not be muktzah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is Katan Nun Gimel. V'ayin le'el simin shel ches. Haynu, d'sham mevur. There we explain, d'im yoshav alei kfar kach pam echa mibod yom, k'shaya samuch asasal acher. Even though there is a shita that says you can't lean the bench that's missing the leg on another bench and use it that way, but if you already used it that way one time before Shabbos and you sat on it, mutter gam b'Shabbos l'samcha asaf salachir v'lo chashin Hashem yiska. If you did it one time without wedging in the leg, so even if you have the missing leg, you could do it again on Shabbos, lean it on top of another bench, and we're not going to be concerned there either that you are going to stick in the original leg tight. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Tess, Hatokea eitz be'eitz. You connect two pieces of wood. Bein shetaka b'masmer. Whether you attach them with a nail, bein shetaka be'eitz atzmo atshin es achir, or you just stuck a piece of wood into another piece of wood till they became one. Hareze toledes bona. These are both aser because of a tolda of bona. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nun Dalet be'eitz atzmo bein debinyan be'mikli. Whether the piece of wood that's going into the other wood is part of a structure or it's part of a kli, the same problem is going to be if you wedge a piece of wood into a shovel, or you wedged in a peg into the handle of the kardom in order to tighten it. And so too, if you detach a piece of wood that was stuck in, then you'll be chayav mishum soser, only if your intention in doing this stira is almanas l'sakin, that's when stira would be an iser daraisa. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Yud, chotzer sheniskalkula mimei geshomim, a chotzer that got ruined from the rain, so yochol lizros batevin, you can scatter around their straw, v'lo choshev kemosav alabinyan, that's not considered adding on to the building, ubavad sheyishane, as long as you use a shinui, meaning shelo yizra lo besav lo bekupa, you shouldn't be holding a basket or a box with the straw on the bottom and be spreading it out from the regular way of the box. Elo b'shulei hakupa. Rather, you should use the bottom of the box, as we'll see when it's flipped over. Sheyavchena, flip over the box. V'yavi teven al shuleha, and on the outside of the upside down box, you place the straw. Dahainu aydeshinui, that is called aydeshinui, aval biyad aser. To use it stam from the box with your hand is going to be aser, but you put it on top of the box upside down, and through that you spread it around the chutzar, that will be okay. That is not considered being mosif al habinyan. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan and Hey, lo chashiv kemosif. Spreading out the straw with the shinui is not considered mosif. Mishum de lo mevata lehasam. You're not leaving the straw there. The chazi lemacha behemo letit, because straw is fit for animal food or to make cement out of it, and therefore you're going to eventually take it away. So that would not be aser. Avodover de mevata lehasam, but something that you're spreading out in the chutzer to help fix up what the rain damaged. Kimo tit v'chol utzroros, like some kind of mud or sand or pebbles, that's usr. The ikum mishum ashvuye gumos, then there's a concern that you are filling in the holes, and that is usr. Vidavka hocha shebolos akina chatzar usr. And davka, in this scenario that we're discussing, that you're coming to fix up the chatzar, that's when these things are usr. The dummy lebinyan, because then it's similar to building. Aval beinyan acher. But if you're not coming to fix up the chatzar, you're coming for a different reason. Kemoshin ohagin lefazer chol baboker babayis. For example, like the custom is to spread out sand in the morning in the house, kedei lachasos harok, in order to cover up any saliva that is there. Shari, that's permissible. To hashari lachasos harok eifer, you're allowed to cover up the saliva with the dirt. Kimo shekosav sosim in shinyud, kevon she'enu mechavin lebinyan. In that case, your kavana is not to fix up anything in the chatzer. There's no concern of binyan, and that would be mutter. Sivkata nunvav, aval biyad aser, but to use your hand is forbidden. Mishum dehu uvda duchol. Using your hand is already doing a weekday activity, and it's aser. Vayidei enu yehudi shari im yesh bo tzarech harbe. Through a guy doing it, it would be permissible if there is a great need. Kechol midi shu shvus the shvus, like any other shvus the shvus, which is tzarech harbe. So that is permissible to ask the guy to do it. That concludes Simon Shinyud Gimel, and now we begin. Simin Shinyu Dalad, Forum Hasurim Mishum Binyan Ustira B'Shabbos, things that are forbidden because of building and destroying on Shabbos. We're going to do only part of Sif Aleph, but in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to get to some very practical halachos about opening cans on Shabbos at the end of this year. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Ein Binyan Ustira B'Kalim. There is no concept of building or destroying when it comes to Kalim. The Hani Mili She'eno Binyan Mamish. But that's only if it's not real binyan. Kigon, for example, chavis, a barrel. The Ramah says she'ena machzekes arboim sa'a. It's a small barrel, does not hold 40 sa'a. Otherwise, it would have a different din. She'nishbara. So you have a barrel that broke before Shabbos. V'dibik shvareha bezefes. And then you reattach the pieces with tar. So yachol l'shabra likach masha besocha. So then this barrel that wasn't really so beautiful, it had broken previously, you put it back together, so now you are allowed to break it on Shabbos to get out what is inside. That's what we mean when we say ein binyan ustira b'kelim, when it's not binyan or stira mamish. This is not stira mamish because it wasn't really a full kli. It was a broken kli that was put back together, so that you are allowed to be soser on Shabbos to get out the contents of that barrel. As long as when you break it open, you are not intending to make a nice opening. You don't want to be making a nice opening for this barrel. Because if you make a nekev yafa, you have a separate problem besides binyan asira. You have mesakin mana, you're fixing up a kli. Avo, imhi shlema, but if the kli is totally shalim, it's full, it had never broken and gotten reattached. Aser l'shabra, you are not allowed to break it on Shabbos. Afilu b'inyan she'ena osa kli, even in a way that you're not making a kli, but you can't break open this kli, that's stira. V'afilu nekev ba'al ma'aser, and even to make a hole alone is going to be aser. Linkov ba'mechadosh, to make a new hole is going to be forbidden. V'afilu yesh ba'nekev chadosh im la'archiv aser. Even if there is already a hole there, if you're going to widen it, that's also going to be aser. And the Ramah says, "Obavachi is skavin l'kach." As long as that is your kavana, that is where we're going to stop on top of today. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah to clarify exactly what's going on, and then we'll see some very important notes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sef katan aleph." When the Mechaber paskins that there's ein binyan the stira of the kelim, that only means when it's not a binyan mamish. Zavta mishabura, aval binyan gamur ustira gamura shakam bekelim. But if it's real binyan or real stira, so then it would be usher even by kelim as well. V'lochein, and therefore dafka bedibek shvareha bezefes yochol shabra. Therefore, dafka, the first case of the mechaber where you reattach broken pieces with zefes, that's when you're allowed to break it on Shabbos. The ein zef stira gemura. That's not a real stira because the kli had already been broken and fixed. That's not stira gemura. Avalim hoisa shleim, like the mechaber told us later on, if it was a kli that was shalem, have a stira gemura v'aser. So then it's real stira, and it's usher even by kalim, afilu b'kli katan, even if it is a small kli. The kasu ha'achronim l'kamon b'sif yud. The achronim write later on in sif yud. Tahani chavios ketano shel merkachas. These small barrels of some sweet items, usher l'hoser ha'chashukim. You're not allowed to remove the iron rings that hold the boards together around these items. Shekorin reifin. Kedelika masha besocha, in order to get that which is inside. V'lo dami l'chavish emudubekesh v'reb zefes. That's not like our case over here, where you have a barrel that the pieces were reattached as mutter, there it's usser. The hasam darka mitchila lasos came. Because whatever exactly that case is, but that is the normal way that it is made. Vahavik a klishleima, therefore it's like a klishalim, and breaking it would be the isser of breaking a kli shalim. Ach, al yidei en yehudi v'balei shalhatir, to do that through a goyis v'sher mutter, like we'll see in Sev Zayin, u'bekosho yidei chavolim, however, if it's tied together with ropes, afilu yidei Yisrael yishalhatir, even through Yisrael, you can untie it. So katan beis. The Ramah told us that this whole din, that there'll be binyan and stira v'kelim, or not be binyan and stira v'kelim, that whole discussion is by a chavis, Dr. Ramah, she'enu machzak z'abrahim so. Says the Chavos Chaim, the iluhi machzekes arboim sa'a havelei ka'ohel. Because if the barrel, or whatever the kli is, holds 40 sa'a, then it gets the din of a tent. The isbe mishum binyan ustira, and then it gets the rules of binyan ustira. Afilu binyan ustira koldahu. When you have a real structure, a building, or a tent, so any binyan and any stira is going to be usur. Only when it's a kli, it has to be a binyan or stira gemura. So that we're going to apply the rules of binyan and stira b'kelim is only if the kli is smaller than the amount that holds 40 sa'a. Sivkotun gimel arboim sa'a. What's the measurements of 40 sa'a? Hainu amma al amma barum shalosh amos im ovi hadafonos. That's length by width, one amma by one amma, with a height of 3 amos. And these dimensions are including the walls. Meaning it's not the area inside the barrel, it's from wall to wall, from the edge, the whole entire area is one amma by one amma by three amos, including the entire thing. That will be already considered arboim sa'a. But below ove ha'levizvizin. But it does not count the thickness of the levizvizin. What is that? Hu kemo zer soviv etzel svaseha. That's some kind of crown that goes around the edge. That does not count when you are taking the measurements. Veharaglayim. And the legs of the kli also don't count. So the actual part which holds things, plus the item that holds it, the walls on the side, the walls on top and bottom, that's all included. The little crown on top, the legs on the bottom, that would not be included. So it's one amma by one amma by three amos, and then you already get into serious binyan and stira of an ohel. So in our sif, we're discussing binyan and stira v'kelim, it has to be smaller than that. Sif katan dalit. So the mechaber said, if it is a barrel that had been broken, and then you glued together, or you reattached with zefes the broken pieces, you're allowed to go ahead and break it on Shabbos. Ayin b'prima gadim shemitzadeh. Look at the prima gadim who leans to say the heter hashvira hu afilu shelo b'makom shemeduvak b'zefes. It's not the pshat, says the prima gadim, that you have to break it open on the places where it was broken previously. You could break it anywhere, as long as it was pieces that were broken that were put back together. Now you can open it any which way you want. You don't have to break it on the places where it had previously been broken. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'Ayin Katan, hey, l'nakfa nekev yafeh. So the Mechaber had told us, you're allowed to open it as long as you're not mechaving to make a nice opening. V'hu ha'din imatiz rosha milamala. The same thing would be if you chop off the top of the barrel, u'mechaving liyapos ha'shvira sh'tishar o keli, and your intention is to make a nice opening on top, a nice break that it should remain still a kli, that also would be usher. What is the Isser? The Isser is Misakin Monos of Katan Vav. Ayim B'taz the Mashma. Look in the Taz where it's Mashma. Dafilu im hanekev hu nekev katan. Even if the hole that you make is a small hole, she'eino asri lahachnes lahotzi. It's so small that it can only let things out. It can't let things in and out. So gam kein asr alko panam derabanan. It's still going to be an isur derabanan. Afilu bechaves kazoshi ruua. Even in this shaky barrel, v'im hu nekev gadol. If it's a large hole, she'asri lahachnes lahotzi. It's so big that it can take out and also bring in through that hole. Then yesh bo isur Torah. Then it's an isur daraisa. V'chein mashma bir agra. Not only is this the mashmos of the Taz, it's also the mashmos of the Gra. Sivkotan zayin. But if you have a kli that is shalim, a small kli that is shalim, so we said in the Mechaber, it's also the shabri, you can't break it. Mitam stira. Because that is stira. The after, ba'alma kaimel under soser nechayv elokishu amanas livnos, even though normally we hold only stira amanas livnos as aser, the ilav hachi mekalkelhu, if not, it's called a kilkel, you're just showing, if it's not amanas to fix it up, it's just a kilkel, it's not aser, but midirabonam you aser, then it's not aser midaraisa. Only stira amanas livnos is daraisa, over here it's just stira alone, so it's not daraisa, but lamaisa, it is derabonam. Ubebir hagro hiskim la poskim disvirluhu. In the bir hagro he agrees the poskim that hold, the ain stira bekelam afilu kashosa shira bekli shlema. So the Gra is masking with the poskim that are lenient, and they hold there's no stira bekelam even shira bekli shlema. The Mechaber said breaking a kli shalem is an iser of shviras kelim. The Gra says that is not aser. Im lo kishaosa osa kli alidei ashvira. Unless by breaking it you're making it into a kli, the os chay al kaponim lekuyama mishamaka bepatish. Then the iser is not shvira. The iser is maka bepatish. You're finishing up a kli. Only then it will be aser. But just stand. The Mechaber says breaking a kli shalem is aser. The Gra says it's not. Says the mishabura vaydis of kodun ches she'ein osa kli. We said if the kli is shalem, it's also to break it. Afilu binyan she'ino osa kli. If you're not making a kli, it's a lomar. She'ino osa nekev la pesach el shovra. You're not making an opening; you're just breaking it. V'achakach kosav rabus etvei. Then the mechaber writes a bigger chiddush. Da afilu nekev alma. Even if you're only making a hole, wrote a lomar nekev she'ino yafel la pesach. You're making a hole that's not nice for an opening. The ispe tarti l'tivusa. You have two positives there. That two positives that are benefiting you. Number one, she'eno shover hachavis. Number one, you're not breaking the barrel. The gam she'eno pesach, and also you're not making a nice pesach. Afilu hachi asura. Still, it's going to be forbidden. Kos of Rambam, the Rambam writes Perach of Gimel. Ha'ose nekesh u asri lahachnis lahotzi. If you make an opening in a kli that can bring in and take out, kigon, for example, nekev shebelul hatarnagol, you make a hole in a chicken coop, shu asri lahachnis ha'ora, that hole is made to bring in light, u lahotzi hevel, and to take out the smell. Chayiv mishomaka bepatish, that's an issur d'oraisa maka bepatish. What is Makav Patish? Hushem HaKol L'chol Gmar Melacha. That is the name that incorporates any Gmar Melacha. Shu Toledes Av Melacha Zu. That's a told of this Av Melacha. Shahuman Makav Patish Al Akli B'Shas Gemara Lahashos Akmimuso. Makav Patish is that when a kli maker finishes making his kli, he gives one last bang with a hammer in order to straighten out anything that's crooked. So he finishes up the kli with one bang. That's Makav Patish. So any kli that you're finishing up, that will be a tolda, and it'll be an issur daraisa Makav Patish. The example the Rambam brings is making the hole in the lul shatana golem. It's to take in and to take out, and therefore it's an issur daraisa. Lefikach, gozru al kol nekev. Therefore they made a gzeira on any hole. Afilu osri lahotzi o lahachnis vilvad. Even if it's only one way. Either it brings in or it brings out, which is not an issur daraisa, but the Rabbanon asur that. Kashema yavo lasos nekev shechayavin alav. They were worried you might make a nekev that brings in and takes out, which would be daraisa. So the Rabbanon asur, even if it only goes one way. The I am a Magen Avraham Shebeir. Look at the Magen Avraham who explains. Da afilu hulul she'ena mulchub lakarka. Even if this chicken coop is not attached to the ground, the leis be mishum bona al asiyas hanekev, where there is no problem of binyan when it comes to making the hole, afilu hachi chayav mishum makav patish. You still have the iser daraisa of makav patish. Shehu gemar melechas halul. That's the completion of the melech of the lul. Kosav or the perek yud. The Rambam writes further in the 10th perek. Kala osa davar shu gemar melecha. Anything that you do that is a gemar malach, it's a completion. Hareze toledes makavapatish v'chayiv. That is a toledes makavapatish, it's an isidaraisa, you're chayiv achatos, if you do it b'shogig. Ha'ose nekev kolshu, if you make a very small hole, bein be'eitz, bein b'matachos, whether it's in wood or it's in metal, bein be'binyan be'mekelim, whether it's part of a structure or it's part of a vessel, hareze toledes makavapatish v'chayiv, that's a toledes makavapatish, and again, you are chayiv. V'chol pesach she'ein osri l'hachnes or l'hotzi, any pesach that's not made to bring in and take out, ein chayoven al asiyoso, you are not chayuv, daraisa, on making such a hole, ad kan dvorev, till here is the Rambam. Isa b'gemara, the Gemara says, di'im toka masmir bakosel, if you banged a nail into the wall, litloso love, to hang something on the nail, chayuv mishum makav b'patish, you are chayuv for makav b'patish. Ha'usen nekev bekarka abayis, if you make a hole in the ground of the house, sheyetsu hamayim, so the water should go out through there, chayiv mishum bona, making a hole in a house, that is a chi of a bona. Sivkoton tes, the Mechaber then said, on the top line, vafilu yeshba nekev chadosh im laharchiv osir, even if you widen an existing hole, it's still going to be osir. Hainu, afilu im ein marchivo kol kach shu asri lachnas al hotzi al yodo. You have a hole that can just take out, can't take in. And you widen it, it still can't go both ways. Afilu hachi asra al kaponim d'rabbonim. Still, that is an issa d'rabbonim making the hole larger. And the last mishabru we'll see tonight before we go to the important notes is Sivkotan Yud. The Rama said, as long as your kavon is for that, the Rama over here is only coming to explain the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. It's only us if your kavana is to widen the hole. If that's not your intention, even though it's pashit, it's going to happen. Whatever you're doing is for sure going to widen the hole. It's a psik resha, but that's not your intention. It's shari, it is mutter. Like the Mechaber goes on to say, which we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night. But the Ramah that we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night as well is Tafilu im eino mechavin laharchiv aser. Even if it was not your intention to widen it, it is aser im hupsik resha. So hupsik resha, according to the Ramah, even if you're not mechavin to widen it, but you're doing a psik resha on the rabbanon, it's still going to be aser. V'hoyelo lichtov zeh sham b'shem yesh omrim. The Rama should have said later on that we'll see tomorrow. He should have brought down by yesh omrim because he's coming to argue on the mechaber. Achshe rotze listom kein la'alocha. He wanted to write it stam la'alocha, and therefore he didn't write yesh omrim, and he wrote it stam. V'ayin moshe kasad nusham. Look what we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night. Let's see note number 2 and note number 3. Very important notes. Across on page 238. So note number 2 says, Sichas kufsos shimurim, opening up cans on Shabbos. Donu ha'achronim im yeshba mishum iser soser. The poskim handle is that an iser of stira. We're talking about binyan and stira of the kelim. What about opening cans on Shabbos? V'chein donu im yeshba mishum iser bone makav patish. The many things that are downed up over here. Ha'chazanish kosov. The Chazanish writes, She'ein iser soser b'psichasa. If you open up a can on Shabbos, says the Chazon Ish, there is no iser of stira by opening it up. Lufi she'ba'oda skura ein hi nechsheves kekli klal. Zot the Chazon Ish, a can that is sealed all around is not a kli. So if you open it up on Shabbos, it's not stira as kli because you didn't have a kli at all. Mikom makom oser ledaita liftoa kufsa shimur mishum iser bona. He says the exact opposite. There's no problem of stira, because it wasn't a kli, but now you have binyan, because you're making a kli. So if you look at note number 3, we'll just jump into the rest of the Chazon Ish. Ha'posea kufsa shimurim kasav ha'chazon ish. Sha'af im lo osa pesach yofa. Even if you didn't make a nice opening, chayim mishum bona. You're creating a kli that's binyan. V'af al pi sha'nekev. Even though by a barrel, if you make a hole, it's only us if you made a nice opening. Still, since his shita is that while the can is closed, it's not a kli. The one who opens it is like he's creating a kli. So the Chazon Ish is very machmir. He says opening cans on Shabbos is binyan. It's not stira. It has to be a kli to be stira. It's not a kli. You're making it into a kli. That is an isra of binyan. He goes on to say in note number 3, Even if the plan of the one who's opening is to throw it out when he empties it out, still, it's still usher to open it, because he says many people keep using it afterwards, and you might come to use it afterwards, and therefore the Chazanish says cans are not allowed to be opened up because that is binyan. Go back to note number 2, right after the Chazanish. 5 lines up from the bottom. Das agonu shomaz haman orbach. Shakufsa nechsheves kli af ba'odaskur. The exact opposite of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said when the kli is sealed all around, when the can is closed, it's not a kli. Shomaz haman disagrees. He said it is a kli. Mikomokom ein bekach mishum iser soser. Still opening a can on Shabbos, says Shomaz haman orbach, is not considered soser umutter leposcha. You're allowed to open a can on Shabbos. Since we don't normally open cans and continue to use them afterwards, we open a can and we throw it out afterwards. So it's like our case of the Mechaber over here. The case of the barrel that had broken and you put it back together, you're allowed to open it on Shabbos. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, a can is the same thing. It's a kli, and you are allowed to open it. Since you throw it out, it's like this lower level kli that's called mustiki, and it's mutter. Shemutter l'shovra kevan she'ena kli chashev. Since it's not a kli chashev, it is mutter to open it. Achin, in bedaito l'shtamish bekufsa shimish nosavik. If you're going to use this can further afterwards, so then even if Shlomo Zalman says it will be aser to open it because of tikkun mana. Another heter, tam acher lekach she'ein bepsichas kufsa shimurim mishum iser soser. Another reason why it shouldn't be aser because of stira, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, she'esh lodun es akufsa keklipa leochel. We can view it like we'll see shortly in Sivches, the choslos that we'll see later, but it's basically like opening up, the Mechaber says like opening up a nut. The same way you're allowed to take the shell off of the nut, so too, you're allowed to take the can off of the item. That's what Rav Moshe writes. U'kamoshe mutter lishbor klipa shalagoz. The same way you can open the shell of a nut, can they lead to us a ochel shabasocha? Kav mutter liftoa kusa shimurim, can they lead to us a ochel shabasocha? You're allowed to open it up. But he adds on that lemaisa, since b'nei Torah are few, ein lehatir asadavarim lo tzara godol. Unless it's a great need, you shouldn't do it, but he holds betzim, that's grounds to be matir. So the Chazanish says, absolutely forbidden, that is binyan, you're making a kli. Your Shlomo Zalman says that it's mutter, because it's already a kli, and it's a low grade kli that gets thrown out. Make sure you throw it out. You could open it because that's like the case of the Mechaber over here. Rav Moshe is another heter from Sivches that you also, it's like taking off the shell of a nut, which is mutter. Me'idach, I'm skipping a few lines. Hatil David, he's the most machmir. He writes, Shaposea kufsa shimurim over al iser soser. He says you are over straight up on the iser of soser. Shiladaito yesh toras kli ala kufsa. Af bodeskura, even when the can is closed up, it has a din of a can. And when you open it, you're doing stira. Af Ein dino kumustaki ocholos. He disagrees with the Shlomo Zalman at Rav Moshe, and he says straight up that is stira. So you have the Chazanish says it's binyan, he says it's stira. The Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe seem to say that it's mutter, but again, it has to be that you empty the contents right away and you throw it out in the Shabbos kitchen. They say if you want to open a can on Shabbos, that you should open it only part way, empty it out right away, and throw it in the garbage. So the reason why you're throwing it out right away is you're showing this thing that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's a low-grade kli that you're not saving, you throw it right away, and therefore, we'll be okay. One last point, note number 3, the second paragraph. So the Chazanir said over here that opening cans would be a problem of binyan. V'das agonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach, shemutter liftoach memokum shaminog hu lizrok es akufsa l'achar shemroknim es ha'ocha b'shebesocha. The place where the minog is to throw cans out after you open them up, says Shlomo Zalman again, it's mutter. V'gam das aposeach lizorko l'achar shirokon osa. And your das, when you're opening, is to throw it afterwards. Also, that you need that also, it's mutter. Shekevan shirigilin lizrok osa miyad, ein lo chashivas klava kliyaz no chashivas at all. V'lochin aposeach osa eino nechshav k'mesakin kli, it's not considered mesakin kli. V'chein kosa the minchas yitzvok. Now one last point, in the very end of the page, on the bottom, we're not going to read it, we're out of time, but in the last part, he brings up many poskim that if you want to make a hole first on one side and ruin the kli and then open it, so many times people do that also if they have a can, so if you puncture the can, you have to do it in the right way, the poskim handle exactly how to do it, but you ruin the can first, and then you open it, so you're not obviously not making a kli, it's not going to be any problem, because the kli was already ruined before you start. Ayin Shom, we'll stop here and continue with the rest of Sif Aleph and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.